So the question is, how do busy dads get into great shape with limited time, space, and equipment, all while enjoying the process and without sacrificing family time? If you want to know the secrets to dialing in your nutrition, being consistent, and staying motivated to achieve your fitness goals once and for all, then this is the podcast for you. I'm Kevin Torres, and this is the Dad Bod Wad Podcast. What's up, Legacy Makers? Welcome to another episode of the number one podcast for busy dads who want to go from dad bod to fit dad and lose your first 20 plus pounds without fasting, without cutting carbs, and without sacrificing family time so that you can create a legacy of health and fitness, not only for yourself, but for generations to come. And on this show and inside of my program, we're teaching busy dads just like you how to do just that. So hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. And on today's episode, I want to talk about why you don't trust yourself, why you don't trust yourself to take massive action towards achieving the goals that you want, and what you need to do instead to build that trust with yourself so that you could confidently take action and know that you're going to achieve the results that you want to achieve. But before we jump into all that, if you're listening to this in real time, it is the end of 2023. And so you might already be thinking about your New Year's resolutions and your fitness goals for 2024. And with that, you might also be thinking that you'll just wait until January 1st to start your fitness resolutions, to start your New Year's resolutions. But instead, I want to encourage you to get a head start now, because there's no reason why you should wait for another 30 days before you get started, especially if you know that it's something you want to achieve, right? And I get it, the holidays are coming up, right? But the holidays are really just like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, one or two holiday parties, one or two family events, and New Year's Eve itself, right? That's like 5 or 6 days out of the next 30 days, if you're listening to this in real time, that you're willing to forego making any progress for 30 days because 5 days you're going to be eating cookies and having eggnog and stuff like that, right? So instead, I want to encourage you. And one way that I'm going to incentivize you to take action sooner is that if you apply to the Forging Lead Fathers program, and if you're accepted into the Forging Lead Fathers program, I will bonus you the remainder of December absolutely for free, which won't count against your 12-week coaching program. So if you sign up for my 12-week one-on-one coaching program at the beginning of December, say December 5th, you'll have 26 days absolutely free in addition to the 12-week program that you sign up for. If you sign up on the 10th, you'll have 21 days. If you sign up on the 20th, you'll have 11 free days, all right? So the sooner you sign up, the more free time you'll get, all right? So again, just go to forgingleadfathers.com/apply and click on that apply button, and then I will personally be in touch to work out if and how my program could help you hit your goals, all right? So now, today I want to talk about, do you trust yourself? And I want to open it up with a quick little story about a time that I took massive action because I believed in myself and I trusted myself. And this is back in 2020 during the pandemic. My wife and I, we took our kids, we escaped from New York City because New York City during that, you know, in that March, in that early, you know, in the early time of COVID was absolutely crazy. There was so much uncertainty. Everything was like a little crazy, right? And sirens were going off every single minute and it was just nuts. So we moved upstate essentially for like 6 months into the Catskills of New York. And because I was a vice principal at the time and schools were shut down, I was working remotely. And I was just starting to build Dad Bod Wad into like a thing, and I was growing it and there were followers. And I knew that, you know, the coaching was probably inevitable. I was building an audience and people were following along for the workouts and people were asking about coaching. And so I started accepting some one-to-one clients, but I still had no idea what I was doing. And so I was looking for resources online and I found a couple of resources. And then suddenly, I was really just like looking for a mentor, somebody who could really just give me the step-by-step roadmap, just help me hit the fast forward button on my progress so that I wouldn't have to sit there piecing things together from this marketer and from this coach and from this thing, right? Like how to send emails, how to build a program. I could piece all those things together little by little over time, or I can just, you know, hire a mentor to give me the exact blueprint and I could hit the fast forward button on my progress, right? So I found the mentor that I was like, this is the guy. This is the guy who I want to teach me. And I reached out to him and, you know, I went through the application process and everything and finally got on a phone call, and the coaching program was exactly what I was looking for. It was going to show me everything I was looking for, the step-by-step, how to build a program, how to market it, how to sell it, how to, you know, onboard clients, how to get them results, all that stuff. Things that I already, you know, I knew how to get people results, but it just like streamlined the process, right? How to make it, you know, sort of like a formulaic. And then it came to the price. And he was like, yeah, so it's only $10,000. And I was like, huh, $10,000. And at this point, I still hadn't spoken to my wife about this. You know, I was building Dad Bod Water on the side. She thought it was like a cute little thing I was doing on Instagram. But she was like, you know, you're a vice principal. That's your job. That's your career. That's what you're going to do. Like, it's steady. We have insurance. Don't do anything silly to rock the boat, right? And I'm sitting here, you know, like, I'm like getting on this call with this mentor. I didn't really tell her about it because, you know, my wife wouldn't have trusted me and trusted somebody online, right? It's like it's a Ponzi scheme. What are you talking about? You're gonna go find hire a coach to teach you how to coach, right? Like that's BS. And so, you know, she's just not in this world. So she would have approached it with a super skeptical eye. Essentially, she would not have trusted me to make a good decision. She would not have trusted that mentor to be selling me something legitimate, right? And so I didn't even bother having that conversation with her because I wanted to just focus on what I absolutely believed was right, was going to work, right? And I didn't want any naysayers to tell me that what I was thinking or doing was wrong. And so anyway, I get in the call and it's perfect. That's exactly what I'm looking for. And it's $10,000. And I was like, holy crap. And you know, that was a huge chunk of change. We had it, obviously I had it, but you know, it's like, I didn't want to spend it. You know, I didn't want to like just spend $10,000 just like that, especially on like some marketer on the internet, right? Like I was like, what if I do fail? What if this is a Ponzi scheme? What if I invest all this money, I do everything and it still doesn't work for me? What if I invest this money and I just do nothing and I actually don't do anything that the program prescribes and I just squandered that $10,000? Like, what is my wife going to say? What would my kids think? What am I going to do? You know, like I'm an idiot. And I was like, no. You know what? I absolutely trust myself to do this. That if I'm going to make this investment and I have skin in the game, I'm going to freaking do it. I'm going to follow everything the mentor tells me to do. I'm going to do it step by step. I'm going to wake up early and just get to work and start implementing. And I am going to do the freaking program. I'm going to make my investment back and some. And so without even consulting my wife, without having a conversation with her, I invested $10,000 into this mentor and this program. And again, without talking to my wife. Why? I'm not encouraging anybody here to go do anything shady behind your wife's back. But it was in that moment, you know, because we were on a phone call. He was like, so you in? And I was like, I had a couple of questions. I'm like, well, what else do I need to purchase? Well, I need to buy more software. This night he's like, no. I'm like, what's the success rate? He tells me a success rate. I'm like, I don't know. He could still be lying. And then he's like, all right, so you win? And I'm like, yeah, I'm freaking in, man. Let's do this. And I paid right there over the phone. $10,000 straight up. And was I nervous? Dude, my hands were sweaty. My stomach was turning to liquid, right? You know, that feeling. Like, I was like, my forehead was sweating. Like, I had like weird tunnel vision. Like my head was vibrating. It was a huge, scary investment, but I was like, that's it. I am all in on this program and in this mentor, right? I essentially burned the boats, like Hernan Cortez. You know, when you freaking, the one way to conquer the land is by burning the boats so they have no escape route. They're stuck on the land, right? I burned the boats and I had no turning back. And I share this story with you, again, not to encourage anybody here to go do anything behind their wife's without their permission, without their right, but because I absolutely trusted myself to get the result that I was looking for. I absolutely trusted myself to follow the mentor and everything he told me to do to a T in order to achieve the result that I wanted. Yes, I could have probably found cheaper resources online little by little, but I would have spent months piecing things together. And if I had only spent, you know, say $25 on an ebook, well, you know, it's not enough skin in the game for me to actually open up the ebook and look through it and implement it, right? But because I had spent $10,000 on this program, like if he was like, okay, write this kind of social media post, I wasn't going to question it and be like, well, are you sure? I'd be like, all right, this is the type. All right, I'm going to write that kind of social media post, right? If he said, hey, you know, when you get on a phone call with somebody, say these words, I was going to be like, well, why would I say the, I mean, it's like, yes, I'm just going to do whatever you told me to do because I invested this much into this program, right? And so anyway, I share all this to say that's, if you're not achieving the goals that you want to achieve, there's a good chance that there's nothing wrong with you. It's not that you lack motivation. It's not that you lack discipline. It's not that you have bad genetics. But there at the root, you might not trust yourself. And here's why you don't trust yourself. Because if you've set out to do things in the past and you have failed, well, you sort of like erode that trust with yourself. A classic example is if you tell yourself you're going to wake up early tomorrow morning and tomorrow morning is going to be the day that you start working out at 5 a.m. and come 5 a.m. you snooze, right? You've just sort of like broken that trust with yourself a tiny bit. And then you snooze some more and then you snooze some more. And then at 6:45, you finally get up. Now you're angry at yourself because you broke that promise to yourself. And you feel worse because you didn't set out, you didn't actually go and work out at 5 a.m. like you told yourself you would. And what's worse is your wife, you also broke trust with your wife because you told her the night before, I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. tomorrow, babe. I'm going to go work out. I really got to do something about this weight. I really got to do something about, I'm going to get back in shape, right? And she's like, all right, dear. All right. Yeah. You got this. I like you the way you are, whatever. And at 5 a.m. when your alarm went off, she heard it. And she also saw that you didn't get up. She also saw that you snoozed a few more times. She also saw you get up at 6:45. So for her, even though maybe it's not an overt sort of like, how dare you break this trust with me, right? It's not overt like that, but it's subtle. It's little. She's just like, all right, my man just said he was going to wake up at 5 a.m. this morning. He didn't. What else will he not do that he says he's going to do? So when you say, babe, we're going to move. We're going to do this. I'm going to get a better job. She's like, right? And then finally, when you are convicted, when you are committed, you're like, hey, babe, I want to do this fitness program. I just found this guy, Kevin, online. His name is Dad Bodwad. It's a really awesome program. It's exactly what I'm looking for. And I want to make this investment into this program. She's not like, yes, you should totally do that. She's like, no, this is a bad idea. Because, and again, she might not say these words, but she'll discourage you from doing it. Instead, she's going to encourage you to do something else because she doesn't trust that you're actually going to follow through. She's going to say, you know, why don't you do this free thing or talk to my cousin? He knows a little bit about it. My brother's a personal trainer. Why don't you do the P90X again? That was, you know, you have the DVD still. Why don't you do, you know, the Peloton with me, right? Just do the Peloton a couple days a week, right? Because she doesn't believe or trust that you're going to actually do the thing that you say you're going to do. And she might not say it out loud, but she's going to encourage you to try something else. Or she's going to say, come on, you can do this on your own, right? So there's that. But with yourself too, just like when I was on the phone with that mentor and he's like, hey, it's only 10K, let's do this. And I'm like, holy crap, am I the type of person who could actually do this? And I started asking questions because I was so nervous. I'm like, well, what other softwares will I need to invest in? How many more like other investments are there? Are there other, you know, like what's your success rate? He could have told me my success rate's 100%, 80%, 90%. He could have made up a number. He's not going to give me, you know, data. So why I was even asking the question is kind of like, you know, just for myself to feel better about my, what was he going to say? It's only 30% success rate. He wasn't going to say anything like that, right? He's like, yeah, we have like, it's like a 90% success rate. People who do what we tell them to do get the result that they want. So I'm like, all right, let's do this. But I wasn't asking those questions because I was looking for more certainty in him. I was asking those questions because I was sort of like freaking biding my time, wringing my hands because I was too nervous to make that actual decision, right? And so for you, when you're on, you know, when it's crunch time for you, it's like, okay, I'm going to make this purchase. I'm going to make this investment in my fitness. It's like, but will I really do it? Am I really going to wake up and start working out? Am I really going to start checking in with this guy regularly? Am I really the type of person who's capable of achieving the goals that I want to achieve? Am I, you know, like I failed so many other times in other areas of my life or in this area of my life. I've told myself that I was going to wake up early and I never did it, right? So what's going to change now? Well, what is going to change now? That's a question you should ask yourself. Like, what's changed now? Like, why now? Like, why is now the time in your life where you absolutely are ready to commit to your health and fitness? Why is now the time to become a role model of health and fitness for your family? Why is now the time to get your health in check so that you can be around longer for your kids? Why is now the time to get fit so that you can rekindle the freaking spark between you and your wife, right? The intimacy between you and your wife. Why is now the right time to feel confident taking off your shirt at the pool or at the beach or at the lake or on the boat this summer with friends and family? Why is now? Like, what's changed? What's different? And only you can answer that. But externally, what I can say and what I could offer is that we offer 100% daily accountability, where we are literally going to check in with you regularly. We're going to check in with you weekly. You'll have access to us 24/7, right? So that's what we can do. But for you, what's changed? Why is now the time in your life where you absolutely are ready to make this commitment to your health and fitness? Why? I'm going to give you a second to think about it, because only you can answer that if you're absolutely ready and willing to commit to your health and fitness and make an investment in your health and fitness. And one last thing I'll say here about this is, if you've tried and failed in the past, there's a good chance that the little programs that you were purchasing, there wasn't enough skin in the game. Like I said, the mentor program that I paid for was $10,000. If that program was $25, I probably would have done 10% of it. Right? Because I'm like, there's a lot in here. I'll get to it later. I'll follow it. I don't even know if this is accurate. Maybe I shouldn't say this. Maybe I shouldn't post this, right? But because I made a significant investment, I was like, I am going to do whatever he tells me to do, right? Similarly, if you buy a $40 guitar, tell yourself you're going to practice, right? You're actually going to learn it. It could sit there collecting dust and you won't care. It's a $40 guitar, right? But if you spent like bought a $1,000 guitar, well, it's like, well, damn, you better start playing it, right? You just spent $1,000 on this thing. You're not going to let it collect dust. You're going to pick it up more often and you're going to play with it because you made a significant investment in it, all right? So that's like the problem when you do like the P90X or the Beachbody or the Peloton subscriptions or the $9 PDF or the $20 monthly programs. They don't work for people who need accountability. Sometimes it's counterintuitive, but sometimes you need to actually spend money. You need to put skin in the game to actually commit and stay more accountable, which I know sounds weird, but I promise it really works. And a last quote I'm going to leave you here with is from this poet, Eric Hansen. I'm sure you've heard this before. It's also, referenced in Peter Pan, but it says like, there's freedom waiting for you on the breeze of the sky. And you ask, well, what if I fall? But oh my darling, what if you fly? Right? So rather than asking like, what if I fail? Ask yourself, well, what if I succeed? What is that going to look like? So rather than thinking, well, what if I do this program and it doesn't work for me? Well, what if you do this program and it absolutely works for you? How would that change your life? All right. And, just, one more little incentive for you is we 100% guarantee your results. Meaning if at the end of the first 12 weeks, you're not down at least 20 pounds, I'll refund 100% of your investment. And I put that in writing via DocuSign so you could hold me to it. So literally at the end of 12 weeks, you'll either have the result that you're looking for or you'll break even and your wife can't give you crap about that. All right. So that is it. That is all, Legacy Makers. Do you trust yourself? Because if you're not taking action on the things that you want to achieve, or if you're not achieving the things that you want to achieve, there's a good chance that you've eroded the trust with yourself and you need to build it back up by committing and sticking to the little commitments. When you tell yourself you're going to wake up at 5 a.m., wake up at 5 a.m. If you tell yourself you want to sign up for a coaching program, then sign up for the coaching program. Make that investment, put skin in the game, and start crushing goals, all right? That is it. That is all, Legacy Makers. Until I see you next time, let's keep creating a legacy of health and fitness, not only for ourselves, but for generations to come. Let's go.